Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP.
Songwriter Greg Hester from Savannah, Georgia, be talking about his experience recording the James Brown tribute album. Eternia was supposed to be on, but she's at an international hip hop festival at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, and just now getting the word about that. So, what I'm going to do for the first cut. For the first thing to let y'all know how I was feeling her, I'm going to play one of her joints. It's called You Ain't Real. This is Eternia. She'll be on at another date, a later date, once we set it up. Busy young lady doing her thug fizzle for shizzle. Here we go. You Ain't Real by Eternia.
Je ne parle pas français. Un petit peu. Mais. Je sais quelque chose. Tu n'es pas vrai. That means you ain't real. I'm sorry, man. I had to do it. You know how we rappers do, right? I know you know. Alright. Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel dumb, I should have seen it when I first met you. But I was blind, let you crawl up all inside my mental. Had me thinking for a second that we was official. Even wrote a song about you like you really special. My bad, so I admit that I was wrong. I guess that you were different from where you come from. I guess when you say that you're mine and I'm yours, it means about as much as the socks that's on your floor. The dishes in your sink, the dirt in your tub. Your life was undone and I wanted to clean it up. Yeah, had me flipping over backwards for the love. Even got rid of two or three dudes that I dug. And that's fucked up, cause that's what's real. I know you weren't raised to reveal how you feel, and that hurts us. Now it's a done deal. Fly home, don't call, cause you ain't real. You know it. It's not supposed to be a diss. It's just supposed to be how I feel. I hope you can feel where I'm coming from with this, right? I already aired myself out in verse 1, let's do it again in verse 2. You ready? Hey, yeah, I feel played, you really ran some good game on me. You probably looked at me and saw that I'm that kind of lady. Trusting, innocent, gullible, not shady. You was like, she can do for now, and later maybe. Or maybe not, that's how it works where you live. Let me guess, never give your heart to a shit. Funny that I didn't put myself worth more. Time to reverse the turf and act like I'm cool. When really this heart is broken, you get the prize, player. It works. What more can I say? I would have called you, but it's hard to get you on the phone. You know your messages are always full, so this is from me to you. Off my chest. Call me.
That was Eternia on ATAZP. What we gonna do? I'm gonna wait. I'm waiting on Mac to call in, and I got AC, the Black Ed McMahon, getting ready to call in a minute too. People, you know, Black people, we just don't get on time, on the right time. So you know, when you say you're gonna be there on time, that's 10 more minutes out. So what I'm gonna do is play a joint by the Love Brothers, which is me and Ron L. On one of our first cuts is Grace of Love on ATAZP Live. And then we're going to follow it up with our Happiness by my cousin Wallace Smith.
Ramona. Hey, TAZ. Welcome to the show. Yes, it's ATAZ Live, recorded live.
TAZ back. I think we got AC, the Black Ed McMahon of the show, on the line. AC, are you there, baby?
I'm here, baby. What's going on, baby? It's a beautiful thing, man. It's beautiful. Hey, TAZ.
Yes, sir.
I got a friend of mine that's on the line, man. I got C-Trunk that's on the line with us tonight, man. Gonna listen in for a while. C-Trunk, are you there?
Yeah.
What's up, C-Trunk? That's first time on the show. Welcome to the show. I'll give you a hug tomorrow and a dap and all that good stuff. Eternia could not make it because she had an international hip-hop festival that she was hosting, and the times just didn't jive out. So she emailed me and told me about it. So while we waiting for Matt, I'm gonna play my cousin who does gospel hip hop. My cousin in California, matter of fact, he's in Lion King too. He's playing the lead role of Simba, but he's not down here in the A. He's on the West Coast performing the same show. So, they got two different shows going. Well, I think there's like three different shows going around. But he's one of the leads for Simba in The Lion King. And this is my cousin, Wallace Smith. I'm trying to find a song here. I think I'm going to play Happiness. It's off his new CD. He's got two CDs that's out. This is Wallace Smith on ATAZ P-Live with your host TAZ. The Black Ethnic Man, AC, and C Trump in the his ass.
Yeah. We're gonna make y'all dance on this one. You feel me? Swan on the track. Smith. Glorifying Jesus, you know.
Understand why I used to let him get me down. Coming at me with the phony smiles, thinking that you're gonna stay around. Yeah. But I thank God that happiness is a founding man. I'm not concerned about their opinions. You see, God is my reason for living. Come on.
All my life.
Let him own my life. Oh, yeah.
Even what they tell me.
Since I stopped walking with the crowd. Oh, not trying to be rude. I gotta do what I gotta do. I wanna be happy. You see, this is my life.
Yeah, come on.
All my life.
Let them rule my life.
Whoa.
Believe in what they tell me.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Now I'm alive.
Tell me
I'm so glad.
Tell
me free.
That was my cousin, Wallace Smith, Happiness. How you feeling that, ACC Trump? How you feeling
I'm feeling that, man. I'm feeling that. I like his vocals, and I like that beat, man. That's pretty neat. That's funky. I'm most definitely feeling that.
He did everything. He did the whole joint, you know, the beat and everything. So
right,
that's
bad, yeah, boy. That's cool. I'm feeling that. Truly, I'm feeling that one. That's real funky, man. And what's his name again?
Wallace Smith.
Wallace Smith. Okay. Well,
yeah,
you know, that out there,
he got
everybody.
Two
look out for Wallace Smith.
He got two CDs and bad cat, man. The last time I seen him, he was like up to my knees. You know, he's a little kid.
Yeah.
I was in the Army. Last time I seen him, I was at church in Mansfield, and I seen him at my uncle's church. And they moved to Cali, and heard good things about him through my cousin J-Bug, which I'm sure you heard me talk about before. And
right,
J-Bug
right.
does the gospel hip-hop as well. Speaking of gospel hip-hop, I guess I'm going to have to play mine that we played on down here on the AM station on G. Wright's Heart of Love show when he had the AM show going on. One Saturday, I skipped out of work, and like I always do, and I went to go be on the radio show, and he played this song of mine. It's called Glory by T.A.Z.
Light was good, making joyful noise to all Ye lands, serve the Lord. We gladness, be happy unto him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Don't you know I'm so happy from seeing another day. We're giving God the glory in the song we pray. In the beginning it was darkness on the earth. He said, let there be light, and the light was good. Make a joyful noise to all. Ye lands, serve the Lord. With gladness be happy unto him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Don't you know I'm so happy for seeing another day. We're giving God the glory in the song we pray. In the beginning of the darkness on the earth, he said, let there be light, and the light was good. Make a joyful noise to all. Ye lands, serve the Lord. With gladness be happy unto him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Hey, this is Debbie Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz production, online radio show.
TAZP Live with your host TAZ, the Black Ed McMahon. Hey, you get tired of me calling you that AC?
Say that again, my brother.
You get tired of me calling you the Black Ed McMahon?
Oh, no, man. Oh, no. That's me, baby.
C-Trunk still there?
Yeah, C-Trunk still on, man.
And say something.
Hey.
Yes, what'd you say?
Still here.
Music
sounds good. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, AC, tell me about Mac, because you're the one who put me on with him when
the way everything went down. And the way everything went down was that, you know, I just happened to be, you know, walking through the building. And I went to one of the establishments that's in the that's in my building, and a well-known establishment. And they I'm trying to think of the name of the place. Centennial Diamond is the name of a company. And come to find out, they were backing him. They're actually backing him. And I actually went to deliver something to them. And they asked me, did I know of him? And I told them, no, I don't, you know, never heard of him. And they said, well, you know, go around to the meeting room and, you know, check out his CD. And I was like, okay, CD. And as I entered the room, you know, he had a nice little layout, and which was really nice. And,
right.
And you know, they had the music going and everything. And you know, I was grooving that, you know, I was liking it. And
yeah.
I told him about that there was, you know, something good that he was doing. And as we began to talk, you know, I started to think. I said, wait a minute, hold on. He's independent. TAZ is independent. Okay, TAZ has his own radio show. Okay, this might be a way of letting him, you know, get some airplay. Let somebody hear him cross the, you know, across the internet and across the airwaves. So
right.
I began to talk with him about it, and at that time, me and him, you know, began to, you know, share some ideas about some things. And I told him, I said, hey, I got a guy that I know that has a radio show. And I said, you know, it's a no spin. And, you know, he understood right on bat what I was talking about. And, you know, I then, you know, took down his number, his card. And I told him, I said, hey, I'll give him your number. You know, we'll go from there. And, hey, look what's happening, baby. And he'll be on the TAZ.
He'll be on there. I'm waiting on him to call through. I've been talking to Mac for a minute, giving them different websites and telling them what to do as far as getting his music out there, because I'm affiliated with several hundred websites, and I'm selling my music on about at least 8 or 9 of them right now. I'm to find another one that I'm getting ready to do next week, matter of fact, another label that I'm going to hook up with through Guitar Center, because I do so much business with Guitar Center. They sent me a booklet on, buy some more gear, and they had that thing, Be Your Own Label, and this is where you can go on the website to do it. So I'm getting ready to do that one too as well. What I want to break you off into is a couple weeks ago when I didn't have this show on, I was in Vegas, and I met up with my boy Smitty Beats, who's a phenomenal cat that I've been knowing for a couple of years. He does music. He just does music. He makes beats. And he doesn't write any lyrics whatsoever. And he was so impressed with some of the songs I had. So he told me, gave me 120 beats on an MP3 CD. And this is the first song that I did, which is a gospel song. It's called What Are You Doing? And it's the rough draft, because I ain't got Ron Hill is not on there, and Miss V ain't on there. So they're going to be singing the hook as well as myself. But this is What Are You Doing under a Smitty Beats beat. And I got to let Smitty hear this thing when it replay back on ATAZP Live.
Wrong. every time. What she cares about is the pain or the shine. You're in the loss of found time after time. I try to teach you the thing for real, not a lot of ways or the sex appeal. But open your mind, yet better still, you wanna go bust on a 10-year deal. For once in your life, take heed, gamble your soul on a death deed. Your enemies, watchdogs want to feed. To prevail for the real, you must succeed.
Some D's on it, you know what I'm saying?
I
you. AC.
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Go ahead, man. Mac, how you guys doing, man? Yeah, I'm on it. Mac, how you guys doing?
Cool.
I'm good, man. What's happening, bro?
Oh, I like that track. That track was kind of hot.
Yeah, that was nice, man.
We're getting ready to get into one of your tracks now.
Okay.
I got it. We're going to play Wiggle. Anybody want to give me a background on it or just let it rip? Let it rip.
Well, we've always been the ones that just, you know, let the music speak for itself. And, you know, after you listen to it, because if I implant something in your mind, then you might be looking for that, you know. So we believe in let the music speak for itself,
yeah.
And then we speak after.
Yeah, let the people speak for it.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Black Male got the song Wiggle on ATAZP Live, baby.
Now wiggle.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle.
All the sexy ladies, if you got it like that, turn around and get that ass a slap.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle.
What's up, cute? You so fine. I saw you on YouTube shaking online.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle with it.
Wiggle.
Now wiggle.
Come on now, shout it, hey, drop it down low.
Wiggle.
And do it like you're dancing on the dirty pole.
Black Male on ATAZP Live. Shine, baby. I love that song too, man, because I like the way it jumped off. It just jumped off like boom. You're on the dance floor right now. You need to go to the dance floor.
Well, it's strange that you said that, man, because we were just having that dispute because actually the intro was a little longer than that, and we just shortened that, so we, like you just said, so we get right to it instead of a little long and drawn out.
Okay, then, cool, because I like the way it is. I like the way it jumped off.
And we, the main thing about that particular song is just, you know, something, a party, something that we, you know, trying to have ready for the summertime, you know, and not too graphic. Of course, yeah, we're going to do some editing for radio, but basically it's just what it is, because you can be, you know, you can be on the internet and all of a sudden you get distracted by all these little pop-ups, and then next thing you know, you're clicking on the internet and you seeing somebody shaking and going on. I mean, you know, so that was kind of the inspiration for that a little bit,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, I want to.
Go ahead, AC.
Go on.
I wanted to ask him, but when it first came on, man, I thought I heard that on the radio before or something.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I thought I heard this on the radio.
Yeah. See, well, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're trying to make, you know, not so much a cliche music, but, you know, something that sounds familiar that gets you already in the groove from the beginning of the song, you know. Not something that, you know, I've heard the same old. Not saying that, you know, you get tired of hearing the same old thing, but if the song grabbed you from the beginning, then you know it's a good song and stuff like that. And that's why, like I said, we weren't going to say anything to juice the song up. That's why we was going to let, you know, other people decide on what that. And AC, man, you just said what we were saying at the beginning.
Exactly. And now, the loop, yeah, of course, the sample is from, what's his name?
Was that?
The sample that
I mean, you know, but no, man, on the real, man, I mean, I'm thinking like, wait a minute, man, did I hear this on the radio already? I'm digging it, bro. I'm digging it.
Cool. That's good,
digging
man. But that, you know, that's what we're about. We're trying to, you know, make something that's familiar, and if it sounds familiar, because, you know, come on, ain't nothing new, really.
Right.
In its entirety.
Exactly.
So, you know, we all draw for things that we've heard before and that's familiar with us, and we just, you know, try to add our own creativity to it, and, you know, and that's
exactly
what we did.
Yeah, I think
exactly.
What Fun was mentioning was if the guitar riff, if you was talking about, that's John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
okay.
Jack
okay.
and Diane, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Okay, well, have you guys tried any other avenue? I mean, you know, I mean, as far as to trying to get a DJ down, you know, and see if he'll, you know, put it in his rotation. When I say a DJ, I'm speaking as in, you know, a gentleman's club or something, or, you know, a DJ just around here at some of the clubs.
Well, that's
Have you guys hit that avenue?
Well, you know what? That's definitely an avenue right now. So, you know, I think that's probably going to be the next stop. But this Saturday we'll be down at Hood Heart. They always have Hood Heart TV. That's down on Hank Aaron Boulevard, and they have Hood Heart TV. And what they do is a bunch of underground artists come out and get your stuff played by the underground DJs. And the Hood Heart DJs are, you know, they play your stuff, man, and they'll break you. Those are the underground DJs that you need to be connected with, and it's called Hood Heart.
Ooh.
Yeah,
well,
and the ones on internet radio.
Yeah, of course. Like
what I want to do, I want to play Sister Smile.
Okay.
I need to hear this too. When you sent it to me MP3, I didn't have a chance to listen to any of it. I wanted to be surprising to me just as well as the audience listening in.
That's great, man.
This is Sister Smile. Still got Black Male in the house. AC, the Black Edmund Man, on ATAZP Live.
Do you know how strong you have to be to make a black woman smile? Do you have any idea what an accomplishment that is?
Sisters don't smile no more. All they do is this. Acting like they got a show. That they miss. Sisters don't smile no more. All they do is
to my
my sisters, why y'all don't smile no more? Is it because you gave your all and your heart got broke? I know you're hurting, but you gotta stay strong inside. I know sometimes you gotta wipe the tears away from your eyes. I know you're tired every other night, fuss and fight. You even try to compromise, but it still ain't right. But you don't wanna be alone, you want a house and a home. Trying to make it Mr. Right when he's Mr. Wrong. When Mr. Right came to your girl, you brushed him off because he treats you with respect and you thought he was soft. But Mr. Wrong will do you wrong. Female numbers in his phone say he'll be in kinda late, but he never come home. And now you ask yourself, why do I deal with this? You walk around with a frown, always acting pissed. Now can't nobody talk to you or even make you smile, cause ain't nobody good enough and ain't nobody worthwhile. That's why
sisters don't smile no more. All they do is this.
Why don't you smile?
I feel like they gotta show that they pissed.
Take a look at yourself. You are so special and you're beautiful like nobody else. I understand that your man saying the same old thing. Baby, I love you for some years, but you ain't got no ring. And while you're out on the town, female calling his phone, he won't answer while you're around. He wait till he's all alone. You know what's going on, but he putting it down in bed. You let him put them empty promises inside your head. Now wait a minute, girl, why you wanna go through that drama? You messed around and had a kid and now you his baby mama. So you gotta go to court to get the child support. And now y'all enemies were happy that you didn't abort. Trying to pay them bills, house, car, clothes, and meals.
I can do it by myself.
Girl, you better get real. So all the fellas, I'm not hating. What I'm saying is true. But this is probably some that you're going through. And that's why
WATACP. Yo. Check it out, y'all. Yo. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger was sucking up like a plunder. But yet, and still, I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sore throat? Yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decrease. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased. But somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is because I had a couple things I wanted to say. Like, for real, if you want to open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stro, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Yeah, all up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
ATAZP, your host TAZ, Black Male in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, the last joint was R&B for real, and I was feeling it. I was like, man, I like that. I wanted to play it again. I wanted to click it again. I'm like, I'm about to play this again, really, on the stereo. I'm listening to it on my headpiece. But I need to hear it on the stereo for real.
Well, it covers a few issues, you know, and you know, we're just addressing it the way it is. I mean, you know, it's a serious situation, man, because you know my sisters they just really don't smile, you know. they always got something going. I mean, and we as black men we have to take responsibility for our part in that, you know. But you know, it's almost infectious, man. I mean, you know, you walk through the mall and you speak to a black chick, and you know, she'll almost rip your head off, you know. But I love my sister.
I love my sister. Love them.
You know.
I got a question. I'm always a production guy, so on the production, who did the production on the beats?
Well, I do pretty much all the music and everything. I play guitar, keyboards, and you know, and do all the singing. But now Mac, he gets behind that MP3 3000 and he kicks it up.
Yeah, so when you hear more of that stuff like Wiggle With It, that's me.
Yeah.
So you know I'm more the rap orientated stuff. He's more the R&B, you know, pop stuff.
Okay, cool. So how did you guys get together?
We've known each other from a long time back, but it was ironic that he was at one of the studios from a friend of ours. Sam Haygood, you know, we do a lot of stuff, you know, we work together a lot, and I came over with some tunes, and I was just playing them for my buddy Sam, and Mac was in there, and he heard one of the tracks, and he was like, hey, man.
What you doing with that? Yo, can I get that, you know?
I said, whoever want to get on it. And from that point, you know, we just started working together, and it all came together, and we said, hey, man, maybe we need to do something together, and, you know.
Right.
Since then, we hadn't looked back.
And so y'all both writers too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we collaborate on just about everything.
That's the whole package right there. So,
yeah.
Mac, you can write R&B as well?
Yeah, but I can't sing. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't sing.
Oh, yeah. You like me, dog. I'm giving you a high five over the air. I can't sing. Woo, woo, woo. Wait a minute. Woo, 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 woo. All the way in the back. So, do you guys perform too?
That's our thing. We've been live performers, you know, collectively and, you know, as individuals with other people for, you know, a long time. That's where it's at, man, you know. And that's why when we record our stuff, we make sure that we can reproduce what we do, you know, without having to have a whole bunch of this and that. Yeah, of course we put together a live band because we wanted to have that live feel, but everything that you hear on the tape can be reproduced live. You know.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That means y'all got to come to the house party and perform. I do an annual house party and record it for the radio, so y'all
got to
come through for real. Bring some CDs because folks don't want to buy them for real.
Ooh, that sounds like a plan.
Hey, AC, you got any questions for Black Man?
You collaborate on what you just said about the house party, and I was going to tell Mac I haven't had the opportunity of making a house party yet, but more and more I'm on the show and I hear people talk about it that have been there. It's a star-studded event from what I understand.
Yeah, hey man, I'm feeling honored already, man.
Yeah.
You inviting us?
Sure.
Because there's going to be a couple of folks in the house, like Kipper Jones, the guy that I told you about, I interviewed him, and he's down for real, and he performs at Cafe 290 every week, just about, unless one of the people that he produced, like Shantae Moore and Kenny Lattimore, came through, and he had produced a couple of their CDs, so he went and performed with them too as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So y'all need to meet up with that cat for real, so y'all. You know, Get some.
It's all about networking.
Get some networking in too. And I suggest you go to the Atlantis music conference that's coming up in September.
Okay.
And I'll send Mac an email pertaining to that, so you know, so y'all can be dead up on it.
Oh yeah, man.
For real.
Oh. That's the
now,
on that last song, I want to ask you guys on the last song.
Uh-huh.
Who was doing the background vocals?
I did all the vocals. I do all the vocals.
Yeah, I told you I can't
sing.
So
he told you he can't sing, though.
Yeah, I do all the vocal stuff. Now the guy who was doing the lead stuff, doing the little lead ad libs, that's a friend of mine. His name is Chico. He's a drummer, and when we go out live, you know, he plays drums and everything. So, you know. But all the other vocal stuff is pretty, you know, it's gonna be me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, you guys really
awesome. What I want to do is I really want to play this song. This one I heard now. This is the one that was shaking my head off when I went to the MySpace joint.
Okay.
But I said, wait a minute, man. These cats is jamming. So it's whatever.
Whatever.
By Black Male on ATAZP.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I can be the man you want me to be.
Whatever you need.
Be that fool in your fantasy.
Whatever you want.
Be that gentleman that's never ever late. Be the dog that you love to hate.
Whatever you want.
Give it to you like you never ever
whatever
had it.
Need.
I can be your baby daddy.
Whatever you want.
Whatever.
Whatever.
To all you ladies out there looking for Mr. Right, you ain't gotta look no further, cause I'm right in your sight. I hold it down like a submarine and something jump off. I pay the bills and cook the meals, and that's why I'm the boss. I cut the grass and make you laugh, yeah babe, I do it all. You ain't gotta ask for nothing, I do it just because. You got my undivided attention when you wanna talk. And if you wanna get romantic, hold your hand while we walk. But let me tell you, if you don't want our relations to end, what we do in the bedroom, don't you tell your friends. Cause it might be one of them times when you ain't around. She might come to my crib and something could go down.
Whatever you want,
I can be the man you want me to be. Be the dog that you love to hate.
Whatever you want.
Give it to you like you never ever had it. I can be your baby daddy.
Whatever you want.
Whatever.
Whatever you need.
Whatever.
Whatever
you want. Whatever. I know you're saying to yourself, how could you be that way? With all the stuff that's going on in the world today. Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't play no games, and I'm gonna keep it real with you. I hope you do the same. I'm not the type of guy to take you out and wine and dine, but I will take you out, show you a real good time. And when we get back to my crib, you know what's going down. So wipe that frown off your face and turn it upside down. If you don't like where this is going, you can get to walking. But I can't take you out unless I'm getting some frosting. Now you're saying that I'm selfish, shouted that may be. Now take a look in your mirror, tell me what you see.
Whatever you want, I'll be the man that you want me to be.
Whatever you need,
I'll be the thug in your fantasy.
Whatever you want,
be that gentleman that never taken time to leave. Be the dog that you love to hate.
Whatever you want,
give it to you like you never
whatever
had it.
I'll
be your baby daddy.
Whatever you want,
whatever
you need,
whatever
you want,
you can.
I know you know I wanna hit it. Got me playing all these spending games just so I can get it. Why don't you stop playing games, girl? You know what I want. And I know you want it too, so can't you see my point? This ain't no tic for tac game, it's a where you at thing. Won't you tell me what you want so I can do the right thing? Again, you're saying to yourself that I should already know. And you right, that's why I ain't gonna be no fool no more. If you a do right woman, I'm a do right man. And we can both come up together, baby, that's the plan. No more hanging out on the town looking for fun. You get that dog hugging, thugging, loving all in one.
Whatever you want, I'll be the man that you want me to be.
Whatever you need,
I'll be the thug in your fantasy.
Whatever you want,
be that gentleman that's never
you
My tribute to Scatman Crothers.
Here we
go. Soulful Expression by Greg Hester on ATAZP Live.
I want your soulful expression. I need your soulful expression. I got to have your soulful expression. How many times must I say to you, you're the one that makes me feel so good? How many doors must I open to get to the center of your mind, the center of attention? Expression. I want your soulful expression. I need your soulful expression. You're just like a wildflower. You always blossom whenever we're together. I wish I was a fly on the wall. Listen to every word you say in the dark.
Greg Hester, my man's in them, throwing down, he throwing down. Greg, man, I love that song, too. I was working it all out when I heard it this morning. I was listening to it again, retaping it. I was like, man, so cool. I wish I could sing, too.
Oh, man, but you got it going on. Man, that sounded good to my cell phone. I tell you what, I might have to get that for a ringtone or something.
Yeah, you do.
I wonder where I could get that.
Okay. Can I ask you, you do your production and your writing?
I do all my writing and getting the arrangements, but Eric McConnell was the producer on that one. Actually the whole album. He's famous for the Loretta Lynn's last album, Van Leer Rose, with Jack White from the White Stripes, and they won a Grammy on it, and I've been wanting to see that Grammy. He doesn't even know where it is. I think his mother came over and took it on tour in Nashville to go show all of her Ridge Club friends.
Well, Greg, tell us about your tribute album to James Brown, and
yeah,
tell us,
man,
about your relationship with him as well.
I knew Mr. Brown throughout the early 90s. I knew him all through when I was a kid growing up, but not necessarily like I did. In 1991, I got to sit down with him and hang out with him for a whole day, and that was actually one of the songs that he listened to, was Soulful Expression, and there was a line in there that said about was talking about directly towards women, like, or to a woman, and he stopped it and said, don't talk directly to and say woman in your song. Say, darling, you're leaving out all the little girls. So I've never used that again unless I'm singing it's a man's world. But we're doing this tribute album, and it's going really good. Hopefully we'll have it out by Christmas 08. And we got the actual James Brown band on it, from Fred Wesley to Fred Thomas to Keith Jenkins, Eric Hargrove, Holly Ferris, Waldo Weathers, Ron Lasseter. I mean, these are all alumni over the years and all the way up, played with him to his death. And it's just, you know, just a great compilation of songs. We're not doing like the usual Papa's Got a Brand New Bag or the stuff that's been beating your head on the radio, but a lot of the funkier stuff that you really, you know, a lot of people don't have really never heard, unless you buy the albums, you know. A lot of the people just know them from radio, but we got Raul Mallow from the Mavericks singing It's a Man's World. Steve Cropper's going to come in and play some guitar. We got Tony Joe White doing one of them. Sharon Jones from Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings coming in and doing a couple songs. Ivan Neville did a duet with me with Down and Out in New York City, and he played a bunch of B3 on it.
I remember that day I talked to you. You was in Nashville getting ready to record it that day.
Yeah, I just got finished. We just got finished loading up a B3 up the steps of the front porch and into the studio. And man, I tell you, now I know why I don't travel with those things anymore. My back can't take it. It's unbelievable. I don't have roadies yet. Working on that.
That's what we said when I performed with a couple of friends. I said, we need some roadies, man. I'm tired of lugging this stuff around. I understand, Greg. I understand.
Well, the album's going to be called Soul Brother, Where Art Thou? Tribute to James Brown, featuring all those singers and artists that I just mentioned, plus a few more that we're waiting to get some callbacks on, and I really can't say until we have them. But it's going to be just a phenomenal record. It's going to be probably the best thing Cornbread's put out, you know. And it'll be available on Apple iTunes.
Music has been dead. People don't even.
I got a caller, 416. 416 is on the line. Z-Talk.
Hello.
Hello, 416.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Any girls out there, or is this just a black man show? Black man and R&B, both my favorite. Yeah.
So you got any questions for Greg Hester?
Yeah, what do you see? Like, I mean, can you explain what it is that you see the new music of today, like, turning into? If you, like, you know, if you really, you know, deep down know what it is that God wants you to do with it, what would it sound like? Or what would be involved in? How would we make that happen? What would it sound like? With, you know, if you can describe it in words, tell me. Without hearing it, without hearing
it. Why don't you play another track, T.A.Z.?
No. I want you to tell me in words. Can you?
I will.
Please, can you try?
Words, that's deep, man. I've never had that question before.
That's a
late night question right there. No, that's awesome. It's a great question. How do I see it? How do I hear it? How can I explain it? Beautiful music coming from the soul, you know, music for the soul.
And that's what it is. And I like I said, I'm feeling your music. I happened to get a CD AC when I was at the music, the Atlanta's Music Conference last year. And I listened to it all the way through, and I said, I got to contact this cat, man. This dude is bad. And I was feeling it all the way through. And my wife, she listened to it as well. She was like, man, this dude is bad. So I'm so blessed to actually got in contact with you, man, because I love your music, sir, for real.
Well, man, thank you, man. I love what you do, too, man. You got it going on. And
thank you.
You know, we're gonna make that one song that we did together a hit. I tell you that. We just need to fine tune it. Maybe we can sell it to Budweiser for a jingle. Jingle's like picking money up off the ground.
You ain't kidding.
Exactly.
AC, you got any questions for Mr. Greg Hester?
Yeah, I want to know do you do any live performances? And
I'm making an appearance tomorrow night at Smith's Old Bar in Atlanta. I'm closing the show with the Last Waltz Ensemble. It's a dedication to the band and Martin Scorsese's film, The Last Waltz. And they do a whole show from start to finish of the whole movie that came out in the 70s. And I'm actually singing Van Morrison's Caravan, Bob Bob Dylan's Forever Young and Baby Let Me Follow You Down. I'll be doing those three. Those are the you know, the show closers. And then I'm going to be in the studio, and then I'll be I'm actually playing with the Doobie Brothers and Branford Marcellus and the Swanee Quintet and Modern Skirts in Augusta from May 3rd for the James Brown Payback tribute
okay.
for the Augusta Museum. And you can check it out online at paybackjamesbrown.com.
This cat is very busy, I'm trying to tell you, because I called him a few times. He was on the road halfway asleep. I was like, man, where you at now?
I'm glad you called, because I didn't have a cup of coffee, and you kept me up, so that was great. I am an air-conditioned gypsy, man. I love it. I love what I do, and I'm fortunate. I'm blessed to be able to do what I do and have a support system through my wife and my family and everybody. You know, 22 years now I've been doing this, and I'm just now actually getting to the point where I'm enjoying it. You know, like I don't have to live in my car. I don't have to eat gravel. You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's all getting better. And since I met you, things have even gotten better, man. Yeah.
Well, for real? Man, that's good. I'm glad I gave you some good love.
You sent me the best mix I've ever heard, man. Yeah. This guy is incredible. Check this out. I'm going to get my own radio show and promote you, man.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm going to play this song, Promise of Love, which, man, this is my song. Off the whole CD.
It's a very personal, sentimental song, man. I really appreciate it.
What did you, was you writing for anybody particular?
My nephew, who passed away in 1976, and he was 3 years old.
Okay.
It's too deep to get into, but he was a beautiful, beautiful person. And a little boy that just smile on your face that just would eat right through you, man. You know?
Here we go with Promise of Love by Mr. Greg Hester.
I just can't get you off my mind. I didn't think of you all. If you were here, you were so innocent and so dear. I got a promise of love, flying free like a dove. I got a promise of love. Change the past, you know I would. I have you by my side if I only could. Safe and sound to the day I die. No more fear, no more cry. I got a promise. Sunglasses in the
Hester on ATAZP Live. Greg, like I said, I love that song, man. AC, was you feeling that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, brother.
Yeah. Like I said, I believe you can sing on any song, any beat. Really.
That's a hard song. I've never played that song live, man. I've never been able to do it. I was actually in tears when I was singing it, man. It's so, you know, moving for me and personal. And now I guess that is my own blues right there. So,
right.
No more zippy zippy stuff. Man, I want to tell you, man. If anybody wants to check out some a new song that I have out, I actually have it out on. You can see it on my MySpace page. Down, it's an actual video. It's a tribute we did to Barack Obama, and it's called President. And I did it with the James Brown Band and Ivan Neville, and it's as funky as it can be. And if you want to check it out, just go to YouTube. .com and it's President with a Z, and it's /LG Hester is how you get to it, but it should be on the page. But I forgot to tell you that I meant to send you a link to that, but that's the newest thing.
Yeah, I'm going there after the show. You got to check it out. Greg, any more information that people can reach you at?
Yeah, just go to you can download music at Apple iTunes or Rhapsody or any of the I'm on so many sites. Type in my name, CD Baby. You can actually purchase Soul Dust from there or GregHester.com, which is actually under construction right now, but you can still get in. But mainly iTunes is where I get the most of the hits from. But, man, that's about it. MySpace, you can contact me on MySpace, and I always read my messages. So I always get back to people that are wonderful, like yourself.
That's cool, man.
You know, so, man, if you want to come tomorrow night, Smith's Old Bar, to the thing, I'll put you on the guest list.
Well, put me on the guest list. And also email me the actual name of the spot again so I can
see. Okay, it's a Smith's Old Bar at the corner of Monroe and Piedmont down in Virginia Highlands down there, Midtown area.
Yeah. Well,
down the road from Fat Matt's Rib Shack.
Oh, okay. I sure appreciate you coming through, though, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me, man. Always, man. It's always a pleasure.
Man, it's just, like I said, every time I listen to some of your music, I'll be like, man, this dude, when he gets down here to the house, when we finally meet face to face, I'm going to set you down. We're going to listen to some beats and see if you get any inspiration. Because I'm
man,
sure you can sing
album.
On a few of them. I'm sure
we
you can sing on a few
album.
Of them. Yeah, really. Because I'm sure
you
can just put it down. Because I can hear you singing on a couple of them right now in my ears.
Well, man, let's do it. I'm ready. I mean, I love what you got, man. You got some good stuff, and I've only heard a little bit of it, but I'm sure I can't wait to hear some more. So.
Okay then, Greg. You take care, man, and I'll be in contact with you. Like I said, I'll be calling you from time to time, checking on you, seeing how you're doing.
All right, buddy. Bless and peace, man. Take care.
Thank you. That's Greg Hester, everybody. AC. AC. Is AC with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, baby. I'm with you. I'm with you.
You must be frying eggs, AC.
AC, it's nice to meet you, man.
Hey, it was nice meeting you, too, brother. I'm here. I'm moving on at the same time. But, yeah, it was nice meeting you, too, man. And I
right, man. Y'all. Cool, man. Y'all have a great weekend coming up, man. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you, brother.
That was Greg Hester on ATAZP Live. We got 3 minutes. Mr. AC, thanks for setting in, man. Got Chi-Town's Finest. She's in the chat room. One of the Urban Committee members, UBC in the house. Me and her going to have to – I'm about to go on her show one day whenever she got a issue – of importance for me to voice my opinion on for a whole hour, because I could talk too. I might do a little comedy from now to now, and I might do play some funky music that y'all ain't never heard and have your minds blown. But yet I do come up with some issues on myself, and I listen to her show every now and then and always catch it back because she's got a lot of important things to say. That's Chi-Town's finest on Blog Talk Radio. AC, man, it's been good having you on, bruh. AC still back frying eggs, I guess. Let me see. AC, you there?
I'm here. Just talking with my phone, man.
I guess AC frying eggs or something. So I didn't know what he was doing. But it was good having you, bro. This is ATAZP Live. One more minute, and we out of here. Thanks to Greg Hester, Black Mail, and C-Trunk. I guess she dropped off too, right?
Yeah, she dropped off, yeah.
Yeah, I knew she it was Betty by. Feel me? But, man, you take care, and I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bro.
Back at the home front. This is ATAZP. We're going to leave you with Roro's outro, and I'm gone.
Chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live. Chilling in the cut.
Radio.